Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 19th. The US will lead a multinational military operation in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden following Houthi attacks on shipping. That's what Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced last night, and the coalition includes a number of European allies, as well as Canada, Seychelles, and Bahrain. Here's what Austin said about the task force earlier today.
These reckless Houthi attacks are a serious international problem, and they demand a firm international response.
One of the world's largest shipping firms, Maersk, has welcomed the task force, but says it will now send ships all the way around the southern tip of Africa, rather than sailing through the Red Sea, over fears of attacks.
It seems like there's no way an immigration deal can be voted on in the Senate this week.
That is a fact.
That was Senate Minority Whip John Thune speaking to CNN's Manu Raju as lawmakers continue to butt heads over an aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Some Republicans are holding out on voting through aid unless it's linked to policy changes around the U.S. southern border. The House has already gone home for the holidays, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had said the Senate would be holding a vote on the issue this week, quote, no matter what. That's not looking likely, meaning lawmakers could be looking at a stressful start to 2024, because government funding is once again due to run out within the first 2 months of the year, if the House and Senate can't agree on topics like aid, defense, and immigration. While aid for Ukraine is debated in Washington, soldiers have been describing Russia's deadly surge on the front line and Kyiv's mounting losses, as concern grows that without help from the US and the EU, Ukraine could be overwhelmed. Pressure over the US southern border isn't just building in Congress. Yesterday, Republican Governor Greg Abbott signed a law that will make it a state crime to enter Texas illegally. It gives law enforcement the power to arrest migrants and judges the authority to issue orders to remove people to Mexico, and has advocacy groups worried about racial profiling. Also this week, railroads between the US-Mexico border have been shut down by the government because of the number of migrants crossing into the country. Immigration is likely to be a huge topic of debate as we head into a presidential election year, and former President Donald Trump faced criticism over the weekend for saying immigrants were, quote, poisoning the blood of the US. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will be remembered at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral this morning. President Joe Biden, Chief Justice John Roberts, O'Connor's youngest son, and her biographer are all expected to deliver eulogies for the late justice, who passed away earlier this month at the age of 93. O'Connor was honored at a ceremony yesterday at the Supreme Court, when she was lauded for her collegiality on the bench, role as a moderate jurist, and status as the first woman to serve on the court. Here's what Justice Sonia Sotomayor said.
She changed our court and everything she touched so fundamentally, and so much for the better.
Google has agreed to pay US states and customers $700 million. I'll tell you why after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Google has agreed to pay $700 million and allow more competition in its Play App Store. That's according to the antitrust settlement filed in federal court. The Justice Department and several states accused Google of harming competition through deals that made it the default or exclusive search engine with wireless carriers and smartphone makers. The majority of the money will be distributed to customers, and people qualifying will get at least $2 each. Google says it has, quote, continuously evolved to give users a choice. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.